police got down. Tempter poisons everything. Minneapolis got down.
Folks, you're listening to Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I am here with members of Synthetic Friend. You want to introduce yourselves for our listeners?
Hi, I'm Aaron. I play guitar.
And I'm Tommy, and I play drums.
Okay, and why did you pick that song we just heard, See You Soon?
That'd be a youth thing.
I think that was my pick, yeah. So, like, in terms of, like, influences, I guess, I'd say it was, like, Biba Doobie is, like, just one of my personal favorite artists in general. I think she does, like, the kind of rock thing really well in, like, a kind of cool, cute way.
Yeah.
I did not have, like, full confidence pronouncing that bad name. It kind of reminds me of, like, when jazz people do, like, scat.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It kind of does. Yeah, I'm not sure how the name originated, but like, yeah, that song in particular was a big inspiration for the opening track off our EP, Potion Cellar.
Oh, okay. Which one?
Potion Cellar, the first track off the EP.
Oh.
It's they don't really sound all that similar, but the general, I guess, like, structure in a way where it's like
general
kinda
vibe.
Like, general vibe. Yeah, yeah, we tried to kind of go for that kind of thing, and it was definitely a song that I was listening to at least personally a lot when we were working on that song.
Yeah.
That's interesting because guess what the next song I've got lined up is?
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Serious? That's crazy.
We can compare them.
Before I play it, I'd like to talk a little bit more about your band. So how did you start? Like, what is the origin story?
So from my knowledge, I believe how this started was Emma and Katie, our bassist and vocalist, they were going to start like a solo or like a duo music project, I think, and Katie was texting me about it, and I kind of just threw out there like, oh, like I can play guitar, let me be your guitarist, kind of like not fully being serious, but like, you know, just kind of being like, hey, like if you want I can do something. And then like 2 weeks later I got added to an Instagram group chat, and then like a week after that Tommy got added, and then we kind of just became a band at that point.
Yeah. And then because Katie just, we were hanging out actually in the U of W.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yep.
Alumni. In the CAF. And then we were like, I just mentioned that I play drums, and she was like, oh, you should play drums for a band. And I was like, yeah, sure. It wouldn't actually ever be a thing. And now it is a thing. And then our one of my close friends from high school, Ashton, also joined as another guitarist a couple months later. Yeah. So, yeah, that's...
Okay, cool. So you all, like, knew each other before.
Sort of.
Me and you had recently become friends. We had a mutual friend.
Our friend Gavin, he went on an exchange with one of my closest friends, Gavin, and... So we kind of knew each other, like, going in. And then I sort of was just getting to know Katie. I'd never really hung out with her before, like, outside of school. But, like, and then Emma I'd never met in my life. Until her first practice.
That's crazy.
And then, Ashton I've known for a very long time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And none of them really knew Ashton.
No, I'd met Ashton, like, twice.
Yeah.
Twice and not... the most sober of states. I didn't really remember him much, but...
And now you're a band.
Yeah. Now, like, you know, this entire band's
a lot
like
of
best
time
friends.
Practicing. So. Have you tried touring yet?
Someday.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Hopefully. We're
eventually.
So
not
the,
yet. Yeah.
The
yeah,
true test has not yet come.
No. It's been talked about. But
all the time in a van or something.
Yeah. It's a future goal for sure.
How did you pick the name?
I guess this is a question I can answer. This isn't... Like, it's not the most interesting answer, but when we first started the band, we had some like working names, and I'll be honest, none of them were very good. Do you remember any of them?
One was Mustard Point.
Yeah, that's the only one I remember.
It was the
mustard
worst.
What?
Mustard Point.
Yeah,
and I remember it because it was so bad.
It was so dumb. It was so dumb.
Like Mustard Point, like where you. Beef.
Yeah, but like mustard, like the condiment at end point. Yeah.
Yeah. Which? What the heck?
Very dumb.
Because I was like. That's like, yeah, that's where you people meet outside.
Yeah,
the
yeah. Well, not a great name. Not a great name. Obviously, you can go with that. So one day I was on Twitter of all places, and I was following this automated like randomly generated like fake drug PSA account. I don't know why. It was like it just like every day would post like a picture of like, oh, winners don't use like two random words, and I sent it to the group chat. I was like, oh yeah, maybe like something cool will be in here. And Emma ended up finding Synthetic Friend, and that was kind of just a working name, and then it kind of just stuck, and now here we are. So that's the not super interesting name of our or story of our name.
I think it's a great name. Okay, we're gonna play your song Potion Cellar next. Do you want to tell me a little bit about the song?
It was the last song we recorded for the EP, but it's the first song, and it's also the last song we wrote for the EP.
Yep.
We recorded it kind of, the goal was to record it on tape, but the tape machine broke partway through recording, which was tough. So we had to redo everything, but we still tried to maintain that same kind of vibe, I guess.
That tape mentality. That's what we kept calling it.
Yeah, that is what we kept calling it. Yeah. Because we were trying to do like single takes, no really like punching in or anything.
Yeah. It took forever.
It took a long time, yeah.
But
so,
it turned out good, so.
Yeah, but yeah, we got it done, and it was kind of like the last thing we did with whatever time we had left, kind of. So
yeah, pretty much.
We're really happy with how it turned out, I think.
Yeah, that sounds great.
One of the ones I was most surprised by.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, how much I like it.
Yeah.
What's it about?
I think Emma could correct me if she were here, but she chose not to come.
Yeah,
she,
yeah.
she can always
she's
phone
busy.
In.
Yeah, I wish she could. Yeah, but to her. My knowledge, the title of it, Potion Seller, is after a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Where it's like where I don't know exactly how the YouTube video goes.
I don't know.
It's like this
it's
guy talking about selling potions, and it's like this old YouTube video from like 10 years ago. And Emma found it really funny. And I think it's something that they bonded with their current partner, who they've been with for a very long time now. And I think the song is basically just about their relationship and kind of that's to my knowledge what the song is about.
Yeah.
Hmm, interesting. Okay, we're gonna play Potion Seller by Synthetic Friend.
Song at Winnie's place. I was doing it like me. How could I be ready to say goodbye? And just like that, you're in my mind, you're back into my arms again. My across the pond friend, in my dream.
Shit to carry.
folks. You're listening to Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You just heard Scott Street by Phoebe Bridgers, and before that was Across the Pond Friend by Black Country New Road. It's the version that was live at Bush Hall. Can you tell me a little bit why you picked these two songs?
So live at Bush Hall with the Black Country New Road song, me, Aaron, and Ashton, three of the members of our band, we went to Minneapolis just to see that band. And it was kind of like a very bonding experience for the three of us. We had a great, absolutely amazing weekend going to get to see that band. And we, after seeing that show, we just came back kind of very inspired to work on music, because we were all super like impressed by that band. And we were huge fans of the band. And we felt like it kind of like maybe like reignited kind of a lot of the passion we had around our own project.
Definitely put a flame under us again.
So it definitely, I think they kind of more indirectly influenced this EP for us.
100%.
Cool.
And we also really like their wholesome vibe, especially like their kind of like sense of humor as well is very inspiring.
Very laid back. And I think we try to not emulate that necessarily, but like we try to also kind of be that sort of energy,
and they're very sincere, and that's something I at least super appreciate about bands when they can be like unapologetically
so they've like influenced your writing style, but not necessarily like copying the final product, but more like the process.
The music we make doesn't really sound like the music they make. I don't think, but their like general vibe is very inspiring to us, and like me and
so yeah, we just listen to them. Influence your creative process rather than the, that's very cool.
Scott Street,
right? Scott Street is the other one.
That one directly influenced Nanaimo, which is off our EP. It's the last track, and it's I think one of the first songs we wrote. And it was me, Aaron, and Ashton. We were in Aaron's basement, and we kind of did the instrumental for the first version of that song. And all we were thinking about was Scott Street. I just remember being like, me and Ashton especially were like super, super into Phoebe Bridgers when this band started, and like for the couple of years leading up to that. And we were like, we really wanted to do something that kind of like had that, I guess, first half and second half really nice outro kind of thing.
Same kind of structure.
And again, like Phoebe Bridgers is just like one of our favorite, I think.
Okay. And she's incredible.
Band influences.
She's incredible.
So it influenced the song Nanaimo?
Yeah.
Nanaimo.
That's okay. Right. I've now moved it to play next.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah. So we can do the comparisons. Beautiful. That are completely unintentional but intentional. So your EP, when did it come out?
It came out last Friday.
Last Friday, like 16th. Like a week ago.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. How was that process like
of it coming out or like making it?
Yeah, like anything you want to talk about, like you could talk about like how like the stages are releasing, because it's your first one, right?
I won't get super into it, but we were supposed to release stuff like a couple different times, and then just like we had kept having to push it back for like you know, whatever reason. So finally being able to like get it out is pretty nice. It's a nice like weight off our back. The actual creative process itself, like of like writing it and like recording it, recorded it with Adam at House of Wonders. And just working with him was very eye opening, especially me and Tommy specifically are really into like music production and actually like how like creating a full complete song works. So like I know for me and Tommy especially, just kind of like watching Adam work and like seeing what he does and like having like random ideas and trying different things was a very very inspiring. It definitely makes me want to just work harder and learn more about just the entire like creative process of creating a song in general.
It was our first real like studio experience, and it was a great one, and we just I feel like it was like kind of also like an educational experience in a way where we just learned a lot about like what the process of putting songs together like in the studio looks like, how different it is from like just jamming it out kind of like when in my basement. You know, it's like it was super interesting. And then like the songs themselves were all written kind of at different points throughout the band's thing. So because we were originally supposed to release like a single, like Aaron said, like there were a couple times kind of over the years where it was like, oh, let's release something.
Yep.
And then we'd be like, eh, let's wait. Like, yeah, you know, and then like, yeah.
Lots
so that
of push and pull. Lots of push
happened
and pull.
A couple times. And we're, I think I don't really regret anything. I think,
no,
I think this
no.
is the perfect time
yeah.
for this to happen
yeah.
and for this to come out. And it let us put songs on this EP that we would have never put on otherwise,
yeah.
like Potion Cellar or like Renovations mm-hmm. that we kind of wrote late, more recently, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
whereas
yeah.
Microwave was the first song we ever wrote, you know,
yeah.
and Nanaimo was
okay.
pretty early on. Yeah.
Microwave.
Baby, You're
Baby
My Microwave.
My microwave.
Is the,
okay.
Is the, yeah.
We're
yeah.
going to play that one later.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, of course.
All right. So let's play Nanaimo. Is there anything that you'd like to tell us about this song?
Do you have any?
Yeah, sure. It came together, like I said, in Aaron's basement.
Yep.
Super inspired by Scott Street, specifically by Phoebe Bridgers
and Elliot Smith as well.
Elliot Smith a little
yeah,
bit too.
Yeah.
yeah. It was. It, we again. We kind of wanted to have like a distinct first half and second half
mm-hmm.
The process of actually writing the song, it changed a lot kind of over time. Initially, there was no drums on the song, but then after working with Adam and after kind of like, you know, working it out kind of in the studio during the recording process, we ended up changing it, and we ended up doing some work on there and kind of making the ending more grand.
Yeah, it's a totally different song.
And
now,
it's honestly. I'd say it's our like I'd say it's my. Maybe my personal favorite.
Mine
maybe
changes all the
that,
time.
It's that and that or Potion Cellar for me, but it's a very sweet song, and I really like the vibe, and I feel like it's very like mellow kind of, and
mm-hmm.
very like
yeah.
very late night drive type of
yes,
song.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, so we're going to play Nanaimo by Synthetic Friend.
My heart is feeling like a slow climb as I'm sitting next to you.
up, guys? You are now listening to Car Seat Headrest.
You're back listening to Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I am here with Synthetic Friend. You just heard Fill in the Blank by Car Seat Headrest. You want to tell me why you picked this song?
That's going to be another you one again.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of these. Yeah, so Car Seat Headrest was another big inspiration for, I think, this band in general. Yeah. Kind of like just like the
general sound.
Again, general kind of sound and vibe of kind of just like very indie rock kind of, mm-hmm. just very rocky kind of thing. For our more, I guess, rock-oriented tracks, it's like...
Mm. Like Renovations.
Yeah, like Renovations, I would say, is the closest thing probably to kind of a Car Seat Headrest. But like generally, like... one of my favorite bands, and Katie, also one of her favorite bands, our bassist. And we... me and Katie kind of like became friends. As we kind of became friends, we kind of like, it was partially over like, you know, kind of me showing her Cursey Headrest and both of us kind of like getting super into the band.
Yeah, it's that bonding and
like,
thing.
Yeah, and Emma too, like kind of got into it around the yeah. same time. So I think it was like kind of in the early days of the band, we were all super into yeah. Cursey Headrest.
I listened to that whole album, Twin Fantasy, whole album before I joined the band.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. It's like kind of, I think we were all kind of primed. Yeah, going yeah. in
it's like a synthetic friend prerequisite. Like, yeah. You have to listen to that album.
Yeah. You have to listen to a bit of Cursey Headrest yeah, there, yeah. And, yeah. I think they're a great band, and yeah, I love their general kind of sound and vibe.
Okay, cool. Our next song is "Baby, You're My Microwave," which, what an interesting title.
I mean, we can tell the story about that real quick.
Please, because okay. I am so confused.
So, when we recorded the demo in my room, we named it "Baby, You're My Microwave," and it was kind of like a joke. Like, there wasn't really like any actual intention behind the name. It was just like a name for a demo. Like, the other demos for those songs were all like very silly names, which we just assumed were just going to be silly demo names. And then we sent it to Emma, and Emma came back with lyrics about like all these like metaphors about being like a microwave and stuff. And we're like, well, I guess we're rolling with it. And now it's on the EP. So yeah, yeah.
First song we ever wrote.
Yeah, first song we ever wrote.
Successfully.
Yeah.
Like, first song we ever finished. Yeah, kind yeah. of a, yeah.
First one that ever sounded good.
Also that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and Emma basically, like, we named the track that, like, again, kind of like completely as a joke. And yeah. then, like, yeah, Emma just...
It is what it is now.
I think we were all surprised when we opened the demo and yeah. heard, "Hey, baby, you're my yeah. microwave." Like, yeah. that was all, like, that yeah. for all of us. I think that was, like, what? Was like, whoa, she actually okay. ran with that? Like, yeah. that was...
And it turned out great. It yeah. turned out great.
It was also yeah. the first song, because before then we were trying to kind of make different type of music, I guess. And that was the first song where we were like, "Okay, let's do something that's more, like, oriented around Emma."
Yeah.
Right? Because it's, like, more, like, the type of thing Emma would listen to, or yeah. more the type of thing that Emma would want to sing on.
Yeah.
And as soon as we kind of figured... That's the song where we kind of figured out that's what works yeah. for us as a band.
That's definitely when it clicked, for sure.
Instead of trying to be like,
we're trying to do like a shoegaze band
or
yeah.
like anything like that. So yeah, we very like, that was also kind of the, I guess, the birth of our sound yeah. as
finding
it is today.
Finding like your identity as a band.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. 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 Even though it's changed since then, like a lot. We've definitely written songs that sound very different to that.
It was a good
then.
Starting point.
But yeah, that's
okay. So like, yeah. I think that like bands that stay stagnant are boring. So like, because it's just part of being creative, yeah. is change and exploring different things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think that's great. So that's the first song that you ever wrote.
Yes.
And then if people want to hear it live,
they can come to Handsome Daughter tonight.
Yep.
Doors open at, I think, 8:30. And then we got Sophie Stevens, who is a fantastic artist. She's going to be doing an acoustic set. Mm-hmm. And then we have Jupiter Meltdown. They're awesome.
Yeah.
They're kind of indie band in the city that I think we all really like. And yeah. They've been
on our bucket list to play with them since we started the band.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like one of the first bands. Like, yeah, we got to play with them. And now it's nice to be able to.
Because I think, yeah, we kind of like fit each other's vibe, I think, mm-hmm. pretty well. So yeah. we're stoked to have them on the bill. And then we're on after that. Yep. And we're going to be playing all the songs off the EP
and
some covers and yep. some stuff that is yet to be released.
Yep.
So
be a good time. Good
come
time.
By the daughter and check out yep. the show.
For Winter Option, get a beer.
For Winter Option, yeah. The Winter Option beer is very good, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Brewed by Good Neighbor. I yeah. highly recommend it. Incredible. So. And there's plenty of other great shows going on as well all this week. So, yeah, if you can't make it tonight, there's shows going on tomorrow.
Yep.
It's an awesome festival. Yeah. Get out of the house, even though it's cold, and go see a show. It's an eruption.
Yeah, it's worth it. Don't worry.
I think tomorrow is his Golden Messenger.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to listen to "Baby, You're My Microwave."
You know that feeling when you're running late, your head's not straight. But what do-
Welcome back. You're listening to Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I am here with Synthetic Friend. You just heard the song Nailbiter by Virgo Rising. So, why did you pick Nailbiter by Virgo Rising to be part of our playlist today?
Well, Virgo Rising, just a band that we like a lot, to put it very plainly.
Like one of the first kind of like local shows, like at least I personally went to, and yeah. I think Ashton too, yeah. was like a Virgo Rising show. And
you guys brought me to a Virgo Rising show. Mm. I remember. Yeah, he was at the Goodwill. I remember it very specifically.
We just thought they were awesome.
Yeah,
we think they're a great band. Great. Basically, like the part of the reason we chose it was because one of their members, Jenna, made some great contributions to our EP, played on three of the tracks and did some very cool kind of like noisy guitar work on there. Mm. And I think it added a little bit of grit that we really needed for this EP. They inspire us for sure. They're a great band.
Just being like a local band and being as like grand sounding and as talented as they are, just like, oh, like if they can do it, we probably can too. So it's definitely they're pretty cool.
Yeah, huge shout out Virgo Rising. Massive huge shout out Jenna, especially for contributing to this, to our EP.
I really like Virgo Rising because like they switch instruments all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I don't know, they're also talented at very talented. More than one instrument, and for sure. I don't know, I think that's very impressive.
Yeah. They're super, super
they're awesome. Band.
Yeah. So the next song we're going to play is your song Renovations.
Jenna did play on that one.
Yes.
Yeah. That's one of the, the noisy guitar you kind of hear at some parts. That's that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
that's all Jenna.
It's Jenna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to tell me about the song?
This is definitely probably, I mean, I go back and forth on this a lot, but this is probably my favorite song off the EP. Just because I come from more of like a punk rock, like metal background. So this kind of being like the heaviest quote unquote song.
On not the EP. Saying a lot. Yeah.
No, not saying a whole lot. But being like
a little bit of headbang.
Yeah, a little more rock to it. This song is definitely my favorite. And the name of it, I believe, birthed from our jam space. Your basement was under renovations. Mm. And we needed a name for the new song, and we just went with Renovations.
And it also fit some of Emma's lyrical themes as well.
And also fit the EP cover, which
it did, yes.
That was all completely accidental, but it really worked out in the end.
It did, yeah. And that was, that's a classic right there.
Yeah.
You like that one.
Just worked out.
Time-honored tradition about singing about your jam space.
Yeah,
exactly.
Never been done before, right?
Oh, my God. No. Don't get me started. Yeah. I think, like, the most Winnipeg famous one is probably Bathtubs by Royal Canoe.
Oh, cool.
Because the bathtub was literally in the hallway.
Oh, wow.
Oh, hey, we're going to play Renovations by Synthetic Friend.
Do dead birds have to be bad omens? Grieving you feels wrong. Make sure you're holding on. And what do we treat resistance as unfaithful? Can it give up? Yeah.
Listening to Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm here with Synthetic Friend, and you just heard their song Renovations. So if you want to see their show tonight, go to the Hands of Daughter. What time again?
Doors are at 8:30. I think the poster says 8 and the show pass is 8:30.
It's 8:30. So, it's 8:30.
Yeah, it should be 8:30 though.
Come for 8:30.
Yeah. 8:30 yes. Or else. We're at the Dodge tonight with Sophie Stevens and Jupiter Meltdown, and it's gonna be a good time.
Nice. Do you have any other shows after tonight lined up that are announced?
No, we are. Yeah, we don't have any other shows. Lined up.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yes. And then for those that can't make it out tonight, where can they find your music or find you to follow you on socials?
So our music's on pretty much every streaming platform you can think of. It should be there. And then we have a Bandcamp as well, syntheticfriend.bandcamp.com, I believe. And our anything physical is available there, cassettes and also digital downloads.
Yeah, so you do have cassette tapes.
We do have cassette tapes that you can buy on the Bandcamp and maybe at the show tonight. I'm not sure.
You can buy them at the show tonight. Okay. And there are a couple stores around the city that carry them as well. Yeah. I think McNally Robinson's one of them.
Okay.
I can't name any others. Maybe that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have it at Into the Music or something?
I don't know.
So, maybe.
I have no idea. But
if someone knows, please let us know.
If you don't, then
just go to every
every
store. Go to every store in the city until you find a cassette.
Yeah. Just start driving.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to play your final song choice.
Awesome. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
It's your first radio interview, hey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay.
Woo. Successful.
Woo. Yeah. Did great. Okay. So we're going to play You Can Be Mean by Indigo D'Souza.